Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Thank you so much for taking me along, whether you're on a walk right now or run on the treadmill, mowing the lawn, doing the dishes, whatever it is you're doing right now. Thanks for bringing me along. Promise not to disappoint. We bring our A game every single day. Hey, let's dive into gratitude, man. It seems like a great day to talk about gratitude. I am currently sitting in Cincinnati, Ohio. It is a beautiful fall-like morning. And well, it's amazing how the weather not take you back to just a certain time. The fall does it. That's why I don't think I can move to, and I got nothing against my fans that live in Florida, California, or the French Riviera, wherever, where you get like 800 days a year of sunshine. But man, I miss, and I know I would miss the seasons. Fall, winter. Here's what I don't miss: February, March. I would specifically February. Because football season ends the first week of February after the Super Bowl, and then there's not really much. And I don't deal well with the month of February. And it shows. You know what's funny? It shows in my business, because 2 years ago, in 2018, in February, March, I was in a funk. I recorded a podcast, and I was recording a podcast while I was in a funk. You can call it seasonal depression. You can call it whatever you want, but I was definitely in a funk. And, you know, just had to kind of, like when a batter goes into a slump in baseball, they got to hit their way out, or a basketball shooter's got to shoot their way out of a slump. I was podcasting my way out of the slump. So my advice for people who get that type of feeling, which I think is everybody, and I think the ones that don't admit to it are lying, but when you get down in a funk, the best way to get out of it is to do the very thing that you'd love to do. And for me, that's encouraging, motivating, inspiring. I think Zig Ziglar said it. When you help enough people get what they want, you get what you want. And when you inspire and you try to motivate and empower other people, I think just the byproduct of that is you really picking yourself up. And so when you're feeling down and you're feeling like, oh man, I'm in a little bit of a lull right here, go help some people out. And you don't got to go do Habitat for Humanity. I'm going to build a house for somebody or something. Just go out, and if you're in the business I'm in, go speak to some people. You know, record some videos. Put some positive stuff out on the internet. God knows we need more of that. Wouldn't you agree with that statement? How would it make you feel if you sat down at your computer or your phone, grabbed the coffee, and go to some far part of a parking lot and went and created a really great social media post to inspire other people? And it doesn't need to be the focus on you. It could just be talking about, for example, well, let's just talk about you, for example. You might want to talk about how grateful you are. And this is where I was going with this. Was it Friday night? No, it was yesterday. Yesterday's Saturday. Today's Sunday, but every day is Saturday. So yesterday, I was just taking in, it was an amazing day. It's been beautiful here. The weather we've had in Cincinnati has been amazing the past 6 weeks. And I just thought, damn, what if I was in a hospital right now? And that's the first thought that came to my mind. I would be it's Saturday night, and you can hear, like, off in the distance, there's a football game going on because we're kind of close to the high school. They're doing a scrimmage, and you can hear some of that going on. You hear a little bit of a band playing, hear some dogs barking, kids laughing. I would hear none of that if I was in a hospital room on a Saturday night hooked up to some machine, you know? And I thought, that's a reality for a lot of people. You know, and maybe you know some people right now that you're going to visit at a hospital on a Saturday. We got a lot of people bitching and moaning about, you know, how their finances don't look good, or they just don't feel good. And, you know, it's just another day and there's not much going on and all. And man, when I thought about, I don't know why this thought came into my mind, but I thought about what a beautiful night. What a beautiful night. What if I was in a hospital room right now looking out the window and I couldn't smell the air? You know, I couldn't go for a walk. I couldn't hear any of these things that are happening, dogs barking, kids playing, you know, all of these different things. And how different would my mind be? I would be yearning. I would be just begging to get one more day outside of normalcy, of just a normal day. And that, I think, you know, I'm not saying I hit this at this level all the time, but I hit at this level a lot. The level of, man, it could always be worse. Somebody's always got it worse. But Sam, you're only doing $1 million a year. Oh my God. I don't need to be doing $10 million a year, baby. I just don't need to be doing $10 million a year. Oh, I know. Oh, I know. I know that seminar you went to told you that you should be grinding, hustling, grinding. You should be doing $10 million a day and, you know, settling for anything less. And I'm up at 3 a.m. and look at me. Come on, man. You know my thoughts on that stuff, right? I mean, especially if you're one of my coaching clients, we focus on gratitude. We focus on looking back every 90 days. Is your life better 90 days from now than it used to be? And if it's not, you can control that. But we do not get caught up in decimal points and commas and bank accounts and things like that. And I don't know. I've had a little bit of pushback, not as much as I would have thought. I haven't had as much pushback through listeners of this podcast as I thought I might. Because people talking about, well, you're just settling, Sam. There's nothing wrong. What do you got against money? I had nothing. I would gladly accept your money. But I've been around the block a few times. I'm 51 years old. I've been up that corporate ladder, up and back down and back up again on that corporate ladder. And I've had some pretty good product launches over $1 million online. And I'm here to tell you, man, you don't hear me talk about that stuff much. You know, you hear me talking about dropping my kid off at college this past week, my daughter Susan turning 5 after being born at 1 pound, and Paige and Laura, my other two daughters, just, you know, being able to experience life through them and their eyes. I'll tell you one thing, after dropping my kid off at college a few days ago, I'm sure as hell not going to go spend more times away from my family, go chasing some dollars at a speaking gig when I can go get ice cream with my kids, man. And I know I don't really think that's settling. Think about your parents and those of you that had a good upbringing. Think about the times that you remember most from your childhood. Wasn't it spent with your parents and your family unit making what seemed at the time basically some vanilla memories? I mean, maybe going to a park or getting ice cream or just going for a ride or going to a sporting event, something that didn't need to be like, oh, we're going to vacation in Orlando, you know, that type of thing. Think about that. How much would you give right now to put yourself back inside of that station wagon or that car or that van with your family? Or how much would you give to be on a park bench having a conversation with your dad again? Or how much would you give to be cooking in the kitchen with your mom at the holidays again? You know, and think about that. And so when you think about in terms of that, none of that involves any money. Your parents never talked about, oh, we need more money so we can have more fun. I don't ever recall, you know, having that conversation with my kids like, oh, we need more money, kids, so we can go on a vacation and have more fun. My kids, you know what my daughters wish, especially my teenage daughters, want to do? They want to go for a ride. I kind of created this little tradition that when we get some time, we just go for a ride around town. We drive, you know, 20 minutes west, come back, drive 15 minutes east, and, you know, we drive around. We might grab a pop, you know, something like that, and just talk. Kids love it. They giggle. They laugh. Sometimes they get obnoxious. They're on their phones, and they're Snapchatting and things like that with their other friends. But by and large, the phones go away. And we just have dialogue, man. And I know that's what they're going to remember. Because they asked for, you know, as uncool as a, you know, the father of a teenager is, that's pretty cool that they would want to go ride around with their dad. So getting back to gratitude, it hit me the other night where I'm sitting around thinking, man, it can always be better. You know, the car can always be better. The house can always be bigger. The bank account can always have more abundance inside of it. But I find those people are the most miserable. And I find the ones that are the happiest, and these are the ones that I really want to model, are the ones that are the most grateful for what they do have. Because some people are so rich that all they have is money, you know? Or no, I think it's the opposite. Some people are so poor that all they have is money. That's the way it goes. Some people are so poor, all they have is money. They don't have the memories. They don't have the kids that love them. They don't have the great health. All they have is the money, and we all know that goes away. And as I work with clients more and more, I really zero in on this. Are you wealthy because you're content, or content because you're wealthy? Because I'm attracting more and more people that have a lot of money, but they want to really launch incredible movements that leave a legacy. They want to Google their name or their charity, their foundation, their business, whatever it is, 5 years from now, their this business that they build online, they want to look back and say, damn, that, now that is the stamp that I wanted to imprint. And you can do that. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to be able to leave a legacy. It takes one thing, and it begins with the letter D, and it begins with a decision. Once you make the decision, it doesn't, you don't need to have answers. I think this gets people a lot of tripped up, man. Well, I don't have the answer. I don't know how to, it doesn't matter. Man, we'll get the answers. We work together. We'll get the answers. You can get them as well. But once you make a decision, then it's like you're driving a car, you put it in drive. That's D. Hey, how about that? Wow. You see how this stuff happens when you do a podcast? When you go from park as in P, and then some part can be, that P can stand for paralyzed. Oh, we're cooking with gas now, folks. We're cooking with gas. That's what happens when you do a podcast from a car. You start looking at the console. This is just coming out of nowhere right now. But you're paralyzed. You know, you don't know where to go. You don't know how to get started. But you know you got to get it in drive, which is D, you know? And you don't want to go to the letter R. What? This is crazy. What does R stand for? Not reverse. Stands for regret. You don't want to put that thing back and going backwards. Now you're living in the past, man, full of all that regret of what could have happened, those mistakes you're tripping over. No, you don't want to do that. This could have been a whole other podcast. But you want to get in D. You want to get in drive. You want to make that decision. I'm making an infographic. I'm going to have somebody on Fiverr do this for me, and I'm going to make an infographic of this right here. Paralyzed, regret, D is decision. What's N? N, neutral. Got to think about that one. Anyway, once you make a decision, everything starts to happen, you know? The problem is most people can't make that decision because they're wondering what other people are going to think about it. How do you get this done? I need all the other answers. You don't need the answers. Put it in drive. Create momentum. And it's amazing. And I'm telling you, just do it. If you don't believe me, do it. You'll be amazed at how the answers start to come in your path in different forms through friends and networking, associates, websites, things like that that you would have never gone, visited, or talked to had you not made a decision. Make that decision. But please be grateful for where you are right now. Please be grateful for what you have. I know. I get it, man. You've been through some tough financial times. You've been through that divorce. You've been through the drug addiction, and you're coming out the other end of that. You've been through some tough times where people talk behind your back and they stab you. I get it, man, but that is no reason not to still be grateful for you being vertical, waking up on the right side of the ground, and have an opportunity, not a guarantee, but an opportunity to get after it in a big way. All right. And if I can help you do it, I would love to. I'm an accountability coach, results driven. I help people launch movements. Go to launchwithsam.com and I'll call you from the old cell phone and we'll get going. All right. You with me? Sweet. Fired up, man. I'm jacked up. Thank you for listening to the podcast. When you get a minute, wherever you get iTunes, leave a rating for the podcast. That would help, especially on iTunes, help other people just like you find the show. Greatly appreciate that. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know you're listening to the show at Everyday Saturday. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.